Tips for communicating better on the farm. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Unless you're the only person living and working on your farm, you will be talking to others about how that farm should operate. Colleen Carlson is a University of Minnesota Extension educator who says a fair amount of that talking happens between farming spouses.
Sometimes men can become very defensive, as well as women, and they walk away. And why do they walk away? Because they're large and in charge? Because they feel like they're not being heard? Because they're right all the time? And really, they want a win-lose relationship. If that person wins, then the other one has to lose, as opposed to what is the collaboration? What is the best outcome that we can make for our farm today, our family today, given the current situation?
Then, says Carlson, there's the intergenerational form of communication, often colored by age and experience.
The silent baby boomer generation, hard work and sacrifice, they expect loyalty and they will conform. Whereas the millennials, they want technology to do some of the work. They have a global orientation. And then the Gen Y too, they want more flexibility. They want that separation of working on the farm and family time.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.